All right, Rabotai, welcome. It's good to see all our members. Erev Shabbat, incredible. Best time of the week. Where we get together and B'siyata D'Shmaya, we try to study the Haftarot. Again, on my part, it was neglected. So I'm making Teshuvah. And we're going to learn Haftarat Toledot. A classic Haftarah. These Haftarot are sponsored by Mr. Freddy Kassab and his wife, Latzlahatam, or Latzlahat Mishpachtam. Toledot, the Haftarah is in Malachi, the last prophet, Tre Asar, Malachi Aleph. It's obvious the connection to the Haftarah, to the Parashah, the first three Pesukim will give it away, where the Navi tells us how God loves Yaakov and hates Esav. That's it. So, but simple, short and to the point. Et Yaakov, va'ohav et Yaakov et Esav saneti. Finish, which is the key of the parashah, where we learn about the birth of Yaakov and Esav. The rest of the Haftarah talks about the times of the second Beit HaMikdash and the Jewish people. I guess the Yetzer Hara is very big. They were intermarrying. They left their Jewish wives, married Goyot. Kohanim weren't doing their job. They were bringing bad korbanot, pasul korbanot on the mizbeach, a lot of corruption. And instead of doing their job as being the teachers of Klai Yisrael, they were giving a terrible example. And the Navi comes along and gives a terrible lashing to the Kohanim and to the people of the time. So most of the Haftarah is that. It ends up on a good note. Hopefully we'll get there and we'll make some observations on it. So let's begin the Haftarah. Masa Devar Adonai El Yisrael B'yad Malachi. So this is the Nevuah that God sent through his prophet, Malachi. Yes, it's not such a big book, to be honest. But yes, it's Aleph Aleph. And the Pasuk begins, Ahavti Etchem Amar Adonai. God says, Ahavti Etchem. Okay, I love you. It's unbelievable. You're going to come along and say, B'ma Ahavtanu, which means, what's the proof that you love us? Maybe you love the fact that we have the Avot, Zechut Avot. How do you know it's intrinsic that you love us? Maybe because, we come from the Avot. He says, Halo, Ah, Esav li Yaakov. He says, wait, Esav and Yaakov have the same father. So therefore, the fact that I love you is not because the father has it, because I chose you. Which means they had the same zechut avot. God's trying to show that I chose you over the other one. You both had the same father. Hello, Ah Esav Yaakov. They'd both been a Yitzhak with Rivka, and all of them had the zechut of Avraham and Sarah, by the way. And therefore, both of them should have been loved technically. But the pasuk says, Ne'um Hashem va'ohav et Yaakov. But I loved Yaakov and his zera, and therefore, it's not only because of zechut avot. Because it was only because of zechut avot, then I would have loved Esav also. Ela, it's intrinsic. The Borei Olam loves with Esav Saneti, even though he's the Bechor, and even though generally the Bechor gets preferential treatment, I pushed him away and I sent him to Har Seir, which is a desolate land. Va'asim et Harav, it's mountains. In Har Seir, if you go to Mount Seir, it's all mountainous, desolate, nothing going on over there. Shemama, it's all, nothing going on, no barren, exactly. Vit Nahalato, and his land, his share, Litanot Midbar, snakes, serpents. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, very fertile land, Beracha. So, but so much I hate him, I sent him to Har Seir, Va'alu Moshi'im, Bahar Seir, Lishpot, Tar Esav. That's where Esav was sent, which is a Midbar land. Ki Tomar Edom. And now God gives a warning to Edom, which is Esav, the ones that destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. And if they come along, they're going to say, Rushashnu. Listen, before we destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, we were impoverished, like a Rash. Rash is an Ani. But now that we destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, we pillaged all the money of the Jewish people, and now we became rich on their money. V'nashuv, and we're going to go back to our Har Seir. V'nivneh chorabot, and we're going to build it up with all the money of the Jews, like the Germans did. Ko amar Hashem sevakot, hema yibnu. Yeah, they're going to go back to Har Seir, and they're going to build up their cities over there. V'ani eheros, but don't worry, temporary. I'm going to destroy them. V'kar'u lahem. And the whole world is going to see it. They're going to call it Gevul Risha'ah, the borders of the Risha'im, because they're going to see there's no Beracha in Har Seir. Ve'am Asher Za'am Hashem Adonam. This is the nation that God is angry at them. eternally. Ve'enechem tid'ena, your eyes are going to see the churban of Har Seir, Bezat Hashem nowadays. Ve'atem tomru, and at the time you're going to say, Yigdal Hashem, praise God. Me'ad gebul Yisrael, because Baruch Hashem, we are Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, and we got a beautiful Nahala, and their land is going to remain desolate. Okay, that's the beginning of the Haftarah. Very nice. And now, all of a sudden, the Musar comes in. Ben yechabed av. It's true. A son respects his father. Eved Adonav. The Eved respects or has fear for his master. So God says to the Jewish people, Im av ani, if I'm your father, and I love you like a father, and I showed you that I loved you, ayeh kevodi, where's the respect? Ve'im adonim ani, and if you think that I'm an adon on you, that I'm your master, ayeh morai, where's the fear? There's no kevod, there's no yir'ah. Because if you had fear, you wouldn't have left me. Amar Hashem seva'ot lechem. And now he comes along and he says, ha'kohanim bozeshemi, the kohanim, they are the ones that are bozeshemi, they are defiling my name, they are embarrassing my name. It's more than embarrassing. Embarrassing. Boze lebazot is to disparage.
Scorn.
Scorn. Ba'amartem. It's a beautiful Navi. So he's saying like back and forth. And you will ask, Ba'amibazinu with Shemecha. What do you mean? You know, the kids always say, what do you mean? What do I do? What do I do? Says, I'm going to scream. What do I do? Ba'amibazinu with Shemecha. Number Pasuk Zayin. Magishim al mizbechi lechem migo'al. You bring on the Mizbeach korbanot that are disgusting, mitu'avim. Va'amartem, and you might ask, b'me ge'alnucha? What do you mean? We brought good korbanot. No, it's what you say, it's your attitude. Be'emorchem shulhan Hashem nibzehu. You come along and you complain, and you say it's too much work to bring the mincha, and all you get is what? A little piece of it. Till you make the mincha, and you take the komets, and you put the komets on the if it was one for one, it'd be worth it. Even the korbanot. You have to put everything on the mizbeah, then what the kohanim get a little piece of meat. So Bari Olam says, be'imorcha, by you saying, nibzehu, which means your words are scorning the mizbeah. The way you attitude, instead of being happy to serve Hashem, you say, it's not kedai, it's not worth it. We're only getting a small chedek over here. It means you're mevazeh my korban. You bring a korban that's iver, blind, which is Baal Mum. And what do you say? Enra. It's okay, it's okay. V'chi tagishu piseyach. Piseyach means it's lame or limp, right? A broken leg. V'chole. Enra. And what do you say? Nothing wrong with it. So he comes along and he says, the famous pasuk that you see all in Halakha many times. Hakriveuna lefehatecha. Try to give this to the governor as a peace offering. Try to give this gift to the local moshel. Hayirtzecha? Will he accept it? Will he be appeased? Or yisafanecha? Will he acquiesce to your wishes? Absolutely not. Meaning, if you're not willing to give this as a gift to a human being, you're going to bring it to God. And you don't need that guy like you need me. Amar Hashem Sivaot. Ve'ata. And now you're doing all this bad. Haluna. How do you even come to pray to me, Pine'el? You come to me in prayer. Haluna, meaning to beseech me. And what? Meaning you're the shelichim. The kohanim are actually the shelichim of Klai Yisrael. V'chonenu. And you're asking God for mercy. Miyidchem hayta zot, which means all this that Klai Yisrael went off the derech, miyidchem. They followed the leaders. Hayisa mekem panim. You think God's going to answer your tefillot after you did this over here? Amar Hashem Sivaot. After that, you come and pray to God for the people. Mi gam bechem v'yisgor delatayim. Wow. Is there any good man amongst you? If there was a good man amongst you, he would come to the Beit HaMikdash and lock the doors. He would put a bolt on the Beit HaMikdash so you people cannot go and corrupt it. So, mi gam bachem v'yizkor delatayim.
Must be there's nobody.
Right. There's no honest Kohanim anymore. Is anybody that will shut the doors? Velo ta'iru mizbechi, so my mizbeach will not be burning. Ta'iru is the minarashon or. And they'll stop the flame to my mizbeach and nam, for no reason that I don't enjoy it. In oof, in the chefetz bechim. That's the worst thing that God can say to Bnei Israel. In the chefetz bechim. Right? I don't want to see your face. In the chefetz. I'm not interested in you. Amar Hashem Sevaot. Umincha lo erzeh v'yedchem. I will not accept the menachot. Kimim is now, even gets worse. It's one thing that we're doing bad, but then God compares us. That even the goyim don't do this. That's the worst thing. When you come along and say, even the goyim don't do this. Usually we always say, but at least. But if you can't say at least, then we're really in trouble. So Borei Olam takes away the claim of at least, meaning at least the goyim are better than the goyim. You can't say that now. Kimim is Hashem, ishad ve'ad mebo'o. Go all around the world. Gadol shemi bagoyim, which means even though they worship Avodah Zarah, okay, but they refer to God as Elohei HaElohim. They have Elohim, but they know God is the God of gods. Fine, they respect me, even though they do Avodah Zarah. Ubchol makom, if I would go command the goyim, muktar mugash lishmi, they would bring korbanot l'shem shamayim, u'minhat tehora, they would bring the proper mincha, not the mincha tmea that you're bringing. Ki gadol shemi bagoyim. At least they respect me, Amar Hashem Sevaot. Ve'atem, mehalelim oto, meaning the name of Hashem. Ve'umorchem, when you come along and say, Shulchan Adonai Megoal Hu. You come along and you say, the Mizbeah, you disparage the Mizbeah, it's Metu'av. Ve'nivo, meaning the words that are in your mouth, Nibze Ochlo. All that food that comes on the Mizbeah that we eat, it's all a waste of time. So they spoke bad about the Beit HaMikdash. Now those are the Kohanim who are working there. It's like a disgruntled worker. Yeah. Speaking bad about his job. So now that's the Kohanim. And now we go to Bnei Israel. V'amartem. And you are accustomed to say, Hine matela'a. Matela'a is an animal that is weak and thin. They come along and say, let's bring it. We made a neder. We'll bring a matela'a. And what's the claim that they say? We're anim, and we can't afford, we can't afford anything else. So he says, "Hipachtem oti, oto," which means oti. God says, "You have upset me. You have caused me to be saddened by this. That you come along and say you can't afford a better korban than this weak matila'a. Amar Hashem Sevaot v'havetem. What do you bring instead?" Gazul, you brought the stolen korbanot, the gamet pisayah, the lame one, the sick one, v'havetem et mincha. You bring me these gifts over here with balemumim and scroony animals. Ha'eretzeh otam mi'etchem. You think I'm going to accept it from you? Says God, I'm an Hashem. Oof. Ve'arur, cursed be the man, nochel. That what? He tricks. With sheker in front of God. And he comes along and says, that's the best I have. That's called a nukhil. He's a liar. He comes to the Beit HaMikdash, he has money for everything else. But when it comes to God, when it comes to the donation to the yeshiva, I had a bad year. Yeah, but you extended your house. You built, you bought two more houses this year. When it comes to your stuff, Baruch Hashem, he has. When it comes to yeshiva, so this is arur nukhil. V'yesh be'idro zachar. And he has in his eder, he has in his flock, a nice strong animal. Noder vezobeyah moshat. And instead he makes a neder. What does he bring? A moshat. He brings something that's inferior. Lashem. Ki mele gadol ani. God's I'm a king. Therefore, if you're bringing anything, you should bring the best. Amar Hashem Sevaot. Ushmi nora bagri my name is feared by the Goyim. Ve'ata alechem. Back to the Kohanim. What time? Sorry. This is the Haftarah. It's a strong rebuke. We don't know how Klai Yisrael falls into this.
Is there a connection with the rebuke and the parasha?
That's
going to be... Okay, that's going to be the challenge. You don't like my easy connection with the alcohol?
I know.
You're right. The rabbis picked it because of the whole thing, not only because of that pasuk. I agree. Let's think. Anyway, rough Haftarah. Oof.
Summer
one. No, this is what we understand. It's a strong, it's a summer one. It's a Puranut. Only thing is, you wonder, we're looking at it from our standpoint, You wonder if the prophet would come today, would he say this haftarah to us? You know, we're assuming if the prophet came today, it's, oh, botai, sadiqim. Who knows? Maybe God would, and we're sitting in shul, by the way. They were in the Beit HaMikdash, by the way. We're not in there. We're in the Beit HaMikdash. Who knows if the prophet would come to us and you guys are going to shul? What are you doing in shul? Where's your kavanah? What kind of business? And you're doing this or that. So therefore, before you start judging that generation, you know, you always have to wonder what the prophet would say if he came. We always